Representatives of several political factions and human rights groups, along with families of Palestinians held in Israeli jails, have marked the Palestinian Prisoners' Day in the occupied city of Ramallah. The demonstrators voiced concern about the Palestinians' grave situation in Israeli prisons. Mona Kandil attended the rally and has filed this report.
Every year on April 17, Palestinians commemorate the Prisoners' Day in solidarity with their fellow countrymen held in Israeli jails. This year was no exception, with protesters marking the day in the occupied city of Ramallah.
On Prisoners' Day, it is the duty of all Palestinians to take part in different forms of activities, especially that the situation of the prisoners is very difficult these days. Such activities could tell the prisoners that we are all in the same trench against the Israeli occupation. Those are our sons and daughters who have been arrested for defending their cause.
Representatives from several political factions, human rights organizations, and civil society institutions, along families and relatives of Palestinian prisoners, took part in the rally. The protesters believe that such rallies could be a good opportunity to raise awareness of the plight of Palestinian prisoners, especially the issue of detainees who have been behind bars since before signing the Oslo Agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. They say that only swap deals could guarantee the release of their beloved ones.
My husband was freed after over 13 years behind bars as part of the 2011 swap deal, but then he was arrested again. The situation is very difficult these days. We, like many wives of prisoners, are not allowed to visit our husbands. For security reasons, this is what Israel claims. We become very happy when we hear about possible swap deals. This gives us hope that more prisoners will be freed.
Palestinian prisoners' advocacy groups have warned that some 7,000 Palestinians are being held under inhumane conditions in Israeli jails, including 1,700 sick prisoners, 60 women, and 440 children, in addition to over 700 people who are imprisoned without charge or trial.
The plight of some 7,000 prisoners in Israeli jails continues to be a sore point for Palestinians here. One of every four Palestinians has at some point been detained since Israel began its occupation of the Palestinian territories. On Prisoners' Day, Palestinians renew their pledge that they will always keep the prisoners' issue as a top priority. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.